On Friday, a man was shot and killed by Washington County Sheriff's deputies in a field near Sherwood after the deputies rammed his truck with an armored vehicle. The man, identified as 54-year-old Remy Sabi of Tigard, allegedly fired shots from an AR-style rifle during an initial encounter with a Sherwood police officer around 1 in the afternoon, according to a press release from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. The press release does not specify if Sabi fired at the officer. The officer was responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle in the field near the intersection of Roy Rogers and Shoals Sherwood Road in a rural area near the Tualatin River. The Interagency Washington County Tactical Negotiations Team, or TNT, and Crisis Negotiation Unit were called to assist. The TNT is, in the words of Sheriff's Deputy Jeff Talbot, quote, our SWAT, and at 3:30 they tried to make contact with Sabi. Helicopter video taken by K2 News shows a light-armored vehicle known as a Bearcat chasing Sabi's pickup truck in wide curves around a muddy field and ramming it several times until it stops. A deputy then opens the roof hatch and fires several shots into the passenger side of the pickup. Sabi was declared dead on the scene, still in the driver's seat. It is unclear if any other deputies fired their weapons, though multiple involved officers were placed on paid administrative leave, as per county policy, and their names have not yet been released as of today. Little is known about Remy Sabi at this point, and even less about the immediate circumstances of his death, aside from the video. K2 News reported yesterday that Sabi's family owns the plot of land he was shot on, and that an unnamed family member claimed that Sabi did not commit a crime. It is unknown if Sabi had a history of mental health crises, was experiencing one at the time, or if he was under the influence. Court records show that he pleaded guilty to reckless driving in 1993, to failure to perform the duties of a driver in 2006, and to DUII in 2008, with several other driving-related court appearances in between. He had no record of violent behavior. As for the armored vehicle used by the county deputies, it is unclear from the video and available information if it is a military or police vehicle. KABU checked records relating to the 1033 program, which allows the Department of Defense to sell surplus military equipment to law enforcement agencies. For example, in 2013, Clackamas County purchased a mine-resistant vehicle from the Army for $658,000. Washington County has not purchased any armored vehicles through the program, at least through 2013, when the program was suspended by the Obama administration. 1033 has, however, been revived under Trump, and it is unknown if Washington County has bought or received anything from it in that time. The vehicle used on Friday does bear a resemblance to vehicles used by SWAT and crowd control units across the country, many of them purchased from private suppliers. That does not explain the tactical negotiations team's need for such a vehicle on Friday, however. It also does not explain the seeming inactivity of the county's crisis negotiation unit, which according to its website is tasked with creating a, quote, peaceful resolution to often extremely volatile situations, unquote. For KABU Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman. Additional reporting on the story was done by Jasmine Moneymaker.